Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to be back here. Amen. At the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're excited for what God is doing. God is doing some awesome things. Amen. And we're very excited. We're grateful to the Lord. Amen. And we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. Again, God is doing some great things here on the network, and we're so very excited. Amen. We're excited about our humble beginning. Amen. I'm telling you, we're very excited. Started out thinking that it would be 21 days. But here we are, people of God. Here we are. Amen, Jesus. How many days later? Amen. Now on day number 418. And I'm telling you, the Lord has, it has really been a journey. And the Lord has been blowing our minds. And we're so excited. We've met some very, very, very sweet people. Amen. Some holy people, some people that really love God. From all over the world, internationally, we've met people, and we're just so humbled by it. Amen. We're so very humbled. Amen. I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's more than we ever anticipated. But people of God, how many know when God is in it? Amen. Jesus, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. He knows how to work his kingdom business. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what we're here. We're here for kingdom business. Amen. We're here, people of God, that you can grow. Amen. That you can come and be fed. That you can eat. Amen. Glory to God. That you can come and express yourself. Glory to God. Express yourself through your prayer, your petitions. Glory to God that we can all come together as well, people of God, that you can listen in and you can exercise your faith on behalf of others. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're excited about that because we have watched the Lord. We have watched God move in some mighty and marvelous ways. Glory to God. I'm telling you, just ways that just really, really blew our minds. And we're just so grateful to be back here yet again. Amen. Again, day 418. And just excited. Amen. We were counting down the days. Amen. Up until we got to 365, made that 1 year. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, that was a milestone. It was a major milestone. Glory to God, because we saw the Lord do so many things in the midst of. So many times we thought certain things were a mistake, but you know what? We found out it was in the perfect and divine will of God. Hallelujah. You know, our ways are not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. Come on now. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, we just want to align ourselves, amen, with glory to God, that his will be done in the earth, his will be done in us, amen, in the earth, glory to God, as it is in heaven, glory to God. That's it, people of God, just nothing else, amen, no strings attached, glory to God, just the will of God being done, amen, and that the souls of the people, glory to God, that the souls of people, amen, that they not be lost, glory be to God. And that's why we're here. It's the will of God that none perish, amen, but all will come to repentance. And that's why we're here, getting this word out. Glory to God, this gospel is being preached, amen. Glory be to God, people are listening, people are coming, people are giving their souls, amen, giving their souls to, amen, unto the Lord, rededicating their lives. lives. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, and I'm listen, the preaching of the gospel does that. Amen. We have had international speakers, glory to God, speakers right here in this continental U.S., amen, from so many different states throughout, glory be to God. But you know what? God has who he wants, amen, glory to God. No one person can reach everybody, amen, Jesus. And that's why, amen, there was a Pentecost, amen. And when, glory to God, when he came, amen, and as coals, amen, as flames of fire set upon the people, amen, the Spirit of God in them, glory to God. And then he, glory be to God, began to grow. He began to grow, amen, in the people. Glory be to God, taking their character, all that he made them to be, amen. But now you got the fire of the Holy Ghost, he himself in them, taking on their, glory be to God, amen. He being formed in them. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So that as they declare, amen, Jesus, somebody over here, amen, may hear me, but somebody over there, glory to God, may need someone else. But listen, the Lord has this thing all set. It's all by design. We don't have to try to figure it out. Glory be to God. All we need to do is walk it out. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give him praise on today. We want to welcome you, people of God. We want to welcome each of you on tonight. Amen. We want to welcome you. Welcome. Welcome each and every one of you. We want to ask you tonight, if you will, go ahead and text somebody and let someone know, amen, that we're here on tonight. Invite them to come. Amen, Jesus. Just invite them to come in. Glory to God. Tell them to come in. Be your guest. Glory to God. Here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Tell them, amen, there's a blessing for them. Glory to God. We're not selfish. Glory to God. We want them to get some too, for we know, amen, what this Prayer News Network has done for us, amen, and we are confident. This is the confidence that we have, amen. Glory be to God that this self-same God that is in us, amen, glory be to God, he wants to do a work in them too, amen. So we're not selfish. We want to invite them to come. Go ahead and invite someone to come. Glory to God. Amen. Maybe, glory to God, you haven't seen anyone in a while. Amen. But we want to ask you to go ahead and send out that text message. Glory to God, to let someone know that we are here. Amen. And that we are going live. Amen. Glory be to God. We want them to be a part. We want them to be a part. We want them to come. We want them to listen. We want them to be blessed. Amen. We want them to get what they need from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So, again, we welcome you. We always like to acknowledge our international listeners. Glory to God. We always want to let you know that we know that you're listening, and we're grateful that you're taking out the time, considering, glory be to God, the time change in various areas, amen. Some of you, amen, way, way, way over in the morning. But, amen, you still come to listen. So we just want to tell you thank you. We appreciate you. Amen, Jesus, whether you're listening in from China or Uganda, glory be to God, or from, amen, Canada, from the UK, glory to God, or from Spain, are from France, glory be to God. Oh, my God. People just listening in from everywhere, from Bermuda. We thank God for you. We thank God for you for listening in. Amen, Jesus. We have so many people, so many different countries. Africa, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Jamaica, Bahamas, Tortola, glory to God. So many people listening in from so many countries, amen, and we just want to say thank you. And then, amen, we want to thank you for taking the time to even download, for downloading some of our broadcasts, amen, so that you can listen and, amen, be blessed thereafter, and that you're sending them out. So we thank God for you for doing that, amen, just to name a few of the countries that are represented, amen. There are so many, many more, and the list is growing. But we thank God, amen, that the word is getting out, amen. People are being reached, and people are being blessed, amen. And people are being saved, amen. So we just give God thanks for that. We give God praise for that, amen. None of our doing. We just yielded vessels, meat for the master's use. Amen. Glory to God. Don't have our own agenda, but God's agenda. Hallelujah. It's his will that none again would be lost. Amen. To save the whole world. Whosoever will that they will come, that they will come and be blessed. Amen. They will come and be saved. Come and be delivered and set free by the power of God. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that on tonight. We bless God. Thank you. Thank you again. We want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line. Amen. Glory be to God. We are recording on tonight. You can get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. We're going to give you, we will give you two numbers afterwards. And after you get those two, people of God, you can text us at any time. Amen. And ask for a copy of the broadcast, and we'll send it to you. Amen. You can do that. Amen. And we'll do that for you. Glory be to God. Again, we just thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. For coming out to listen. Glory to God. Coming out to participate. We pray that you bring your faith. We pray that you have come with intentions of receiving something from the Lord. Amen. We don't want you to just come just to listen, but we want you to come and put the faith in it. Amen. We want you to come and hear, glory to God, what the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory be to God. Come and hear what the Lord is saying and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, sometimes when the word is coming, glory be to God, sometimes we can say amen, glory to God, and sometimes we have to say ouch. Amen. We have to say ouch. Amen. Because the word has found us. Amen. So when the word finds you, glory to God, just say ouch and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive me. Amen. Glory to God. It created me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we want to listen, people of God. We want to get it right on this side. Amen. By the time when we transition over to the other side, there's no more getting it right. We got to get it right on this side, amen. And this is why the preaching of the word, the teaching of the word comes forth to help us get it right, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. We want to acknowledge our leaders on tonight. I thank God for the late apostle, my leaders, amen. Let me acknowledge, amen, and I also acknowledge your leaders, amen. But we like to acknowledge, amen, our leaders to let you know, people of God, amen, this is a line of order. It's a line of divine order, amen. Glory be to God. And as we always say, the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not a wild olive branch. Amen, Jesus. But we're in divine order. So we want to let you know you can come and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not out there trying to be renegades. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we're out here for Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about, again, the saving of the souls of the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. But I acknowledge, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking the Lord for him on tonight and for our first family, amen, Mother Carrie James. Amen. Just thanking God for her, thanking God for her strength. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Amen. We just give God, we give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. For Dr. Samuel Huggins James, he's our senior apostle. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanking him on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. And people of God, for your leaders, all of your leaders, we thank God for your leaders. Amen. Because people of God, it's not easy to lead. Amen. But we thank God for the grace to lead. Amen. We thank God, amen, that for these men and women of God that he has appointed. Amen. He has appointed, glory to God, as shepherds or as apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Amen, Jesus, that we could all listen. And he's given these gifts to the body. Amen. To bring us ultimately, amen, to the unity of the faith. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise for that on tonight. Amen. For unifying us as a body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one. Praise the Lord. We thank God for them on tonight. Amen. Each and every one of them, glory be to God, holding their space and place. We thank God for them on tonight. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. And we're excited. As we said, people of God, we have some awesome people that the Lord has been sending to the line to bless us. Amen. Some awesome people. Amen. That God is doing a work in their lives. He's begun a great work in their lives. And we just thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord for each and every one of them. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, because truly, again, it's the Lord's doing. And people of God, it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. As we grow and move forth, amen, in God's kingdom business. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we want to get ready and get prepared. Amen, Jesus, for what the Lord will do on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We want to get, amen, get ourselves, get our spirit right. Amen. Because as we know, amen, Jesus, glory to God, if there's iniquity in our heart, amen, the Lord will not hear us. Amen. So we want the Lord to hear us, and we want to be sanctified. We want to, amen, Jesus, we want to be in a place in God, amen, that he can, amen, speak to our hearts. Amen. So at this time, we ask you, people of God, if you would bring your hearts in, amen, bring your minds in on tonight, amen, as we prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory be to God, amen. And as we get ready, get prepared for the word on tonight, we want to prepare for the word on tonight. We have another awesome speaker. Amen, that the Lord has sent unto us. Amen, has graced us. Glory be to God. And we are so very, very excited. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want you to just bring your hearts and your minds.
The recording has started.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And just begin to think on him. Amen. Just begin to think on him. Think on him for his goodness. Think on him for his grace on tonight. Just begin to think on him, people of God, for all that he has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well, and we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. So just begin to think on him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Just begin to think on him, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you thanks now. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, oh God, for this time, for this hour. Glory be to God, divine call in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for your goodness. We're thanking you for all of your grace that you've extended unto us, your people. Father, and we just come tonight to tell you thank you. We thank you tonight for, oh God, you've been so good. You've been so good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your promises. Thanking you for your blessings unto us. For truly, glory to God. Hallelujah. They are yea and amen unto us, your people. And Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for life and that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your keeping power. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your saving grace on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for your plan and your purpose towards us, your people. For it's good, hallelujah, you have an expected end unto us. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. For your eye, oh God, is on the sparrow. Glory to God. And surely your eye is upon us, your people. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you, hallelujah, for just giving us one more day, one more time to come and worship you, one more time, oh God, that we can come into your presence, one more time that we can come boldly before your throne of grace. And we're thanking And Father, we're asking on this night, we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Glory to God, all over the land. Everywhere, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that this broadcast is reaching right now. We're asking that you would have your way. Glory to God. Cause your will. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in each and every one of us. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause your glory to rest upon us. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Make every crooked place straight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause your glory to be revealed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we're asking you yet again to create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. Renew within us, oh God. Renew within us, Ayasha. Renew within us, oh God. Glory be to God. Glory to God, Father, renew within us the spirit of truth in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us, sanctify each and every one of us in the precious name, oh God. For you know what we need, oh God, before we even ask. And we ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, we're coming on tonight. We're asking that you would look upon each and every heart on tonight. Look upon the altar of the heart on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, cause your will to be done, oh God. For you know, oh God, the plan and the purpose that you have for each and every one of us. And Father, glory be to God. Cause it exacted in our lives. Cause your will to be exacted in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on today. We're asking you to strengthen your people. Oh God, strengthen your people. Breathe upon us your people yet again. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on today to revive. Hey God, refresh on tonight. Hey God, in the name of Osha. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, oh Master, do what you will. Do what you will in us, oh God. Do what you will through your people. In the name of Jesus, oh glory be to God. Father, call your healing to go throughout the earth. Call your deliverance to go throughout the earth. Call your salvation to go throughout the earth. Father, we ask you to save on tonight. Save to the utmost, oh God. Save, glory be to God. Saved by your grace on the night. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, touch the hearts of your people. Touch the hearts of the unsaved. Touch the hearts, oh God, those that are bound on the night. Glory be to God. For you sent your word and you healed your people. You sent your word and you delivered your people. And Father, we're asking you to do it yet again. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, on today I'm okay, God. Oh God, cause your light to shine in the recesses of the mind, in the hearts of your people. Cause your light to shine. Cause your glory, oh God, to reveal unto us, oh God, the error of our ways. And Father, we call you, Mosea. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves to your will. We humble ourselves to your way. And Father, we're asking you on this day, oh God, to meet the needs of your people. Meet the needs, oh God. Meet the needs. Every need. Oh, Father, meet it on the night. Father, touch us, oh God. Touch us where we've not been touched. Touch us, oh God. Touch us, oh God. Oh, glory to God. And cause us to come to your glory. Cause us to come into the fullness of your spirit, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your peace. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for your peace. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you, oh God, for meeting the needs. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering prayers on this line, families on this line, oh God, every petition, oh God, you're able to meet us, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask to Father. It's according to the power that rests within us. And Father, we thank you all tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you all tonight. Thank you, oh God, for your blood wash, your born again believers on the night. We're thanking you on tonight, for truly they are your essential workers. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for courage on tonight. Thank you for confidence on tonight. Oh God, that your people would move forth. Move forth. Move out in authority. Move out. Oh God, in your glory. Move out. Glory to God, with fire in the hands. Fire in the feet, fire in the mouth. And Father, we thank you on tonight. Fire to the enemy. Glory be to God. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We bless you on this night, oh God, for all that you've done. Thank you for all you're about to do. We thank you for your manifested power in your people. We thank you on this night. We thank you. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we're asking, oh, Moshe, God, oh, God, even for those that are in the hospital, oh, God, every petition, oh, God, hey, glory to God, those, hallelujah, oh, God, those that are lying, oh, God, on the bed of affliction tonight, those that are lying in pain on tonight, Father, glory to God, touch on tonight, hallelujah, for there's healing in your wings, touch on tonight, oh, God, here we are, here we stand, oh, God. We're asking you to do it. Do it. Move by your spirit. Move by your choice anointing. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we thank you tonight for the new thing. We thank you for the stirring that's taking place in the hearts and the spirit of your people. We thank you for the stirring on tonight. We thank you for the stirring. We thank you, glory to God, for the stirring of gifts in your people. Glory to God, to get the job done, to move, oh God, for kingdom's sake. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify. Oh God, even in the isles of the sea, all over this land, in the countries in the east, in the west, oh God, in the north and in the south. We thank you. Glory to God, for there's only one spirit. Hallelujah. One true and living God. And we bless you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. We bless you, oh glory, Abasa. Father, now ye come, say, God, we're asking you on tonight. Father, we're asking that you are blessed now. Bless your people, ye God, Ebosha. Bless on this line. Bless on this line. Bless your people. Bless the hearers on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Bless. Touch. Oh God, turn around, overturn in the pressure. I say, God, have your way in the name of Jesus, Father. And tonight, Father, glory be to God. We're asking you, oh God, to bless your speaker on tonight. Bless the woman of God. Bless us only you can. Father, we're thanking you for the word that's already prepared for your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the word that's already prepared. Glory to God. We thank you for the delivery of the word. We thank you for the word working, oh God, to bring light, to set every captive free, oh God, to draw us nigh, to draw us closer unto thee. Father, we thank you tonight. We again to have your way. Bless your speaker, strengthen her now. Glory to God. Bless her, oh God, anoint her even the more in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now for your covering. We thank you for your glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we ask even on tonight, Father, that you will cover and shield on tonight. Cover us and shield us in your shed blood. Cover us and shield us. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you for your doing. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, and we as sons of God, we do bind the hand of the enemy, and we bring his every work to naught. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we bring his every work to naught, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus against you now. And as sons of God, we do declare, we decree, no weapon that's formed against us, no weapon that's formed against you, the people of God shall prosper. And Father, we thank you for the victory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. If you have not done so, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message or call somebody. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are ready. Amen. To hear what the Lord would have to say unto us. Glory be to God. We endeavor not to hold you long. Amen. For we realize, amen, that the houses of worship, but amen, some are certainly back on schedule, so we're not going to hold you long on tonight, but we do want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. People of God, get your pen, get your paper, amen, get your pen, get your paper, amen, get ready to hear, let us get ready to hear what the Lord is saying unto us on tonight, amen, glory be to God. Truly, amen, is the Lord with divinely order. This day, there's a word for you, people of God, and we thank God for your coming on tonight. Glory be to God, and people of God, as we've already said, amen, glory to God, we've had speakers from literally all over the world, amen, and we're thanking the Lord that he would bless this network, amen, that people will come, that they will find value, amen, that they will find the integrity of the line, amen, that they will come and bless and come and minister, amen. And tonight we're so grateful, people of God. We're actually going down to Hinesville, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. That's somewhere around in the vicinity around there. Amen. Near Savannah, Georgia, if you don't know where Hinesville is. But it's around in that area. But we're grateful to the Lord. Amen. This woman of God is coming to us from Full Gospel Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. She's no stranger. She's been here with us before, people of God, and we just want to open our hearts, open our minds, amen, to hear what the word of the Lord is unto us as people, amen, coming by way of Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. God bless you, woman of God.
Well, praise the Lord, Evangelist. How are you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. Bless you, my God. Bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. You sound real good. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord, PNN Global. What a mighty God we serve. We honor God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank God for His Word, for we understand that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we honor that word on tonight. The house has already been addressed, but I just really want to thank God for our visionary, for Evangelist Bradley, and for every leader that's present on the call, for my pastor, Pastor Bishop Designee, Superintendent AD, and First Lady Shaw. I have some special guests on the line tonight. My aunt from Delaware has called in, and I just want to thank the Lord for them. They are our Hawk family, which is my maiden name, the Golden family. We call them the Golden Girls. They're the Hawks family Golden Girls. Amen. Full of wisdom. And I thank God for every person that has joined us, for you and you blessings. If you don't mind, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight and thank you for opportunity. Thank you for the word, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your word declare in Genesis, and it spoke and things began to happen. And we need that word on tonight. Father, Isaiah declared that the grass wither and the flower fades, but it's the word of our God that stands forever. Tonight, stand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, stand on tonight on this line. Have your way. Heal, Father. Deliver and set the captive free. You reign supreme, Father. Hide me behind the cross in the name of Jesus, and I will forever give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's go to the Old Testament, to the book of Judges,
the book of Judges. We will go to the third chapter of the Judges. We will read verses 1 and 2 of the book of Judges. I will be reading the Christian Standard Bible version. And while you're getting the book of Judges 3, I would like to give a brief summary. Judges is actually the seventh book of the Bible. It has 21 chapters. It has 618 verses. It has 18,976 words. It covers a period of 440 years, and we are stepping into the book of Judges. And the word of God reads, "These are the nations that the Lord left in order to test all those in Israel who had experienced none of the wars in Canaan." This was to teach the future generations of the Israelites how to fight. Somebody say how to fight. How to fight in battle, especially those who had not fought before. I want to call your attention to verse 2 and the part where it says that the Israelites how to fight in battle, especially those who had not fought before. And if I was to use for a thought on tonight, it would simply be this: it's time to fight. Yeah, it's time. It's time. Yeah, I know we're muted, but just say it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's time to fight. I'm not talking about clubs. I'm not talking about sticks. I'm not talking about pepper spray. I'm not talking about cussing folk out, giving people somebody a piece of your mind. No, that is not the fight body needs to engage in. Paul in 1 Timothy 6, so Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, and Paul knew how to fight. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know, but this is really not a part of the message, but this is what I hear, so I'm going to obey. There is someone on the line who is wrestling with how you have raised your children in the church, and they're acting up. And tonight, I am decreeing and declaring on the line a Damascus Road experience. Paul knew how to fight. Paul, before he became a believer in Jesus, he was a fighter. He ravaged the church. He entered the homes of believers. He threw them into prison. He had an anti-Christian zeal that was motivated not only to arrest the men, but he arrested women according to the Bible in Acts around 8, I believe. And Paul, whose name then was Saul, was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. He was even at the stoning of Deacon Stephen. He went to the high priest. Somebody say, yes, I guess time to fight. He went to the high priest. He requested letters from them to go to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he found any man or woman who belonged to the way, let me pause right there. What did he mean, to the way? Who was he referring to into the way? In John 14, Jesus said, "I am the way. I am. I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life." That's who he was referring to. Somebody say, it's time. It's time to fight. Yeah, Paul had said to give me permission because I want to bring them prisoners. Somebody say, it's time to fight. Yeah, see, people were so afraid of him that they would hide when they seen him coming. But guess what? Jesus was not afraid of him. I don't care how low you go. He can find you. Come here, David. Psalms 139 said, if I ascend into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. So Jesus said to himself, it's time to fight. And the Bible said that Saul, was traveling near the road of Damascus, and the scripture says that a light shot suddenly flashed around him, and he fell to the ground. He heard a voice, yes, and the voice called his name. Your child, your name will be called. He says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he replied, who are you, Lord? Who are you? He's freaking out. Yes, he was raised in the church. He knew the word, but his zeal wasn't according to knowledge. And Jesus replied to him, I am Jesus, the one who you are persecuting. And see, what folk don't understand even about you, that when they go after you, they really going after Jesus. Somebody say, it's time to fight. Listen. Turn your child over to the Lord. Turn your husband, whoever it is that you've been praying and you thought that he forgot about you. He did not. Paul became a mighty warrior because he knew how to fight. And y'all remember the color purple, Sophia. Sophia looked in the eyes and she said, oh, my life. I had to fight. And I stopped by PNN with a prophetic mandate to tell the saints it's time to fight. Get your mouth guard. Get your hand wraps. Put on your boxer gloves. Strap up your boots. And time to fight. I'm talking about a spiritual fight. My God, some of you are fighting discouragement. Some of you are fighting despair. Some of you are fighting disappointment. Some of you are fighting dis-ease. Dis-ease, uneasiness. Your emotions are all over the place. But you got to fight. You got to keep on fighting. You have tried natural methods, and it did not work. You have tried sleeping pills, and you still can't sleep. You have tried Prozac, and your nerves still bad. Yes, I'm not telling you not to take your medication, but what I'm telling you, to try my doctor. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He will fight every battle, the battle of mental health disease, the battle of low self-esteem, the battle of cutting yourself. He will teach you how to fight. Yes, he will. In the book of Judges, Israel found themselves in a fight, not because the devil put them in the fight. The Bible says that the Lord wanted to teach them how to fight. And so as a result, he wanted to teach them how to fight because God's design in us is to know how to fight. There's no great, you know, that's not all deep. But why are you in a fight? It's because he wants to teach us how to fight. If you flip to let's go to Judges 1. I'm going to paraphrase. The Bible tells us that Joshua had just died. And so he was finished what he was supposed to do. And the scripture said that the question came on the floor was this, is that who's going to fight the Canaanites? Canaanites, the Canaanites. Yeah, the Canaanites. I want you to remember that name because we all have to fight a Canaanite. Yeah, we all have to fight a Canaanite. The Canaanites are described as someone large. They were fierce. They were dangerous. They were cruel. They will cut your throat and just walk over your body. They were relentless people. They were not easily defeated. Every last one of us have experienced something or someone bigger or more force than us, that we have allowed to defeat us because we were scared to fight. The Canaanite of unbelief is still here. And why does God allow the Canaanite in to knock on our door? It's because he wants us to know that he is bigger than the Canaanite, is alive. The Canaanite is not bigger than God. And he wants us to know that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So Joshua was gone. He was gone. He was gone. And if you remember back when the battle of Jericho was won, guess who was one of the ones they fought? It was the Canaanites. So here we go. The children of Israel are asking a question in Judges 1. They're asking a question. In 21st century talk, they want to know who's going to fight the Canaanites first. And listen, this is a lesson for you and for me, because before we go into any battle, first of all, we got to find out who's going to fight them. Who's going to be the one that's going to go up against them, you know? And let me just be transparent here. I've always been a protector. I don't know where I got it from by nature, that if I see any injustice, when I was in school, if somebody was going to get beat up, they came and got me because they knew I was going to protect them, and they didn't even know me. But that I know now that that's probably a part of my ministry. But let me tell you, when they were going to fight, the first lesson was whose fight is it? Who's going to go? Proverbs 26 and 17 says, like one who grabs a stray dog by the ears is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Let me say that one more time. Like one who grabs a stray dog, you know what happened, a dog you don't know, by the ears, Proverbs 26 and 17, is someone who rushes into a quarrel not their own. Ouch. Some battles are not even yours to fight. So the first thing we have to do is we have to pray. Y'all remember, you remember it. I know you said, this girl. Yeah, you remember Ziklag. You remember David and Ziklag in 1 Samuel 30. When David had came to Ziklag, he had came home from the battle, and he was over 600 men. And when he got there, everything was burned up. The women were gone. The children were gone. Everything was gone. When David came home, it wasn't no fried chicken. It wasn't no potato salad. It wasn't no collard greens or cornbread. No children running up and saying, Daddy's home. No, everything was gone. It was burned up. And the Bible says that when they got there, David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. And do you know what happened? They turned on David. And the scripture says that David was greatly distressed. They had the nerve that was talking about stoning him. He didn't get on TikTok of his day. He didn't go to Facebook and say, you know what, they had the nerve. He didn't do any of that. David said, it's time to fight. But before he did that, David inquired of the Lord, my friend, my brother, and my sister, before you get into any fight, ask God, is it your fight? Mm. David went into prayer. He said, how am I going to handle this? Shall I pursue? David wanted to know, now, because David could fight now. He wanted to go win the fight. And the Lord told him, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. And that's what the Lord was wanting for the children of Israel. He wanted them to learn, first of all, how to solely rely on him. Yes, he wanted them to solely learn to rely on them. And let me tell you this. Not everybody is supposed to go with you to fight. No. And see, one of the reasons that we lose fights is because we have people with us that don't know how to fight. I have learned a lesson that every boxer must train before a boxing match. So in the natural, so in the spirit, that the reason that you're in the fight is because the Lord is teaching you how to fight. And that your private battles will determine your public victory. I have also learned this, that you can only be trusted if you're tested. The Bible says that the Lord left them to test them. And if you go back to the Judges 1, when the Bible says that Judah, he asks, okay, who gonna fight? And they say, oh, Judah going to fight the Canaanites. Don't you find that strange that Judah went first? Now, Judah's name means praise. And do you know that the powerful spiritual weapon to use in the spirit is praise? Praise comes from the Latin word, which means value or price. Praise is to proclaim our worth to God. So when the Canaanites was getting ready to be beat by Judah, whose name means praise, something powerful was about to happen. Do you notice Satan despises our praise? Do you understand, my friend, that's what happens with the praise team? Why they don't get along sometimes? It's because the enemy knows if I can get them, I can hamper the praise. Praise is our correct response to God for all that he's done and all that he's willing to do in our lives. So whenever you want the enemy to flee, the only thing you have to do is praise God. It is one of our greatest weapons in the war against them. Somebody shout, it's time to fight. Yes, so Jehovah Gibor, the Lord mighty in battle, he shows up. Why? Because he inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, and so God knew that if he could get them to praise, he knew that he would get his mind off the battle. And I'm reminded of King Jehoshaphat, who found himself in a battle, in a fight. Somebody shout, it's time to fight. Yes, and I don't know what your fight is tonight. Sometimes the mountains of our problems seem so big in the fight. Sometimes the oceans of our fears can be so deep in the fight. Sometimes the furnace seems seven times hotter than usual in the fight. And I don't know, your mountain may be divorced. Your ocean can be dead. Your furnace could be cancer or sickness or discouragement. I don't know what it is, but I want you to take heart, because God has promised you that you can win the battle in the fight. Yes, he's trying. He's trying to teach you like he taught the children of Israel. He's trying to teach you like he taught King Jehoshaphat. He's trying. He's trying to teach you. Yes, God, because he was teaching everybody how to trust him in the fight. Yes, I know it seems hopeless. I know it seems hopeless. I know it seems hopeless in the fight. Good God Almighty, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling you to stand. I stand as a mouthpiece to tell you it's time to fight. Yes, the battle in your mind, oh God, has been so fierce, but the Bible says in Colossians to set your mind on things above. Somebody say it's time to fight. Yes, your promise. Fuse your praise. Your praise fuses your fight. A promise from God is good as it gets. There's no shortfall. There's no reneging. There's no change in your mind. God is just looking for someone who would take him at his word and that would trust him in the fight. We read his word. We repeat and repeat and repeat declarations of his word. But do we really believe that word? My God, somebody say it's time. It's time for me to fight. Yes, God, it's time to fight. It's time. It's time. It's time to fight. And when he sent the singers, Jehoshaphat, he sent the singers. He gathered the people on the next day, and Jehoshaphat told them, you know what, it's time to fight. He gave them the pep talk based on the promises, God, and he said, get ready, get ready, get ready. T.D. Jake said, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it's time, it's time, it's time to fight. Yes, it's time for you to get ready. It's time for you to get battle ready. It's time to put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. And but guess what they did, though, when they was preparing for the fight? They was about to sing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. And if you are fighting depression on tonight, start singing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. If you're battling thoughts of suicide, start singing There Is a Fountain Filled with Emmanuel's breath, his blood is filled with the blood. Hallelujah! If you're fighting, wondering if he loves you, start to sing that there's a cross for you. The Bible says that they gave thanks to the Lord and for his faithful, his love endured. And at the very moment that Jehoshaphat, that they begin to praise God, the soldiers, and Moabites and the Mount Seers and Ammon, they started fighting among themselves. But guess what? They had a light, a torch, which represent the spirit, and they have praise. Yes, God. Somebody say, yes, Jesus is the light, and not a single one of the enemy had escaped. Isn't that something that in every fight we must learn to stand in faith? We must believe that God's promise, praise him, and by all means that he will show up for our fight. Yes, he will. He will show up in our fight of fear. He will show up in our fight when we don't have a job. He will show up in our fight because he knows how to fight. Israel had to learn how to fight, and the only way they learned how to fight is by fighting. And let me tell you this, the sad fact is this, is that they fought. They had to fight the Canaanites because their parents failed to fight them. And some of us are facing generational curses because we are fighting our parents' devils, those generational sins and curses that has come down. Oh, my God. But tonight, I stand commanded in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will no longer have to fight our parents. Why? Because we open ourselves up and we invite him in. Yes, God. And in my closing, the biggest fight ever fought before and since, it happened on the cross. Over 2,000 years ago, it happened in a place called Calvary. The cross represents our forgiveness. The cross represents our freedom. The cross represents our redemption. The pure Lamb of God hung on that cross that many wear around their neck for cuteness. But we deem it precious because Jesus died on that cross. He was naked. He was beaten. He was bleeding before a watching world. It was an ugly fight. It was the most horrendous moment in human history. Blood drenched Jesus. It was pouring from his head and his brow, running like rivers from the deeply torn flesh in his hands and his feet. His body was swollen. He became horribly discolored. His eyes were matted with the blood that poured from the wounds in his brow, wounds caused by the crown of thorns that bore down into his skull as the soldiers pushed it hard upon his head. The whole scene was ugly. It was sick, and it was foul, and it was foul. And it should have been me, and it should have been you on that cross. But neither one of us could have did it because we had sin. It had to be a sinless sacrifice, a pure lamb. And 700 years before, Isaiah had prophesied in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and it's with his stripes we are healed. Jesus' earthly ministry was fulfilled by a fight. The justice of God had been fully met and satisfied by the Lamb of God. At the moment, the sacrifices of the Old Testament had permanently ceased, for the perfect sacrifice had laid down his life, the salvation of mankind. Jesus' mission was accomplished. Thus he could cry out with his task that it is finished. My friend, never forget that because Jesus was willing to offer his own blood, Jesus paid the full payment of our sin debt, and we are forgiven and utterly debt-free. And the only way that your sin and my sin was paid in full. It had to be stamped by blood. Oh, God, Jesus paid the price for our redemption with his blood. He won the fight. He rose from the grave with all power in his hand. He was vigilant. He was versatile. He had victory all in the fight. And I don't know what you're fighting tonight, but I stop by to tell you it's time to fight. If you're fighting grief, Jesus bore your grief in the fight. If you're overwhelmed with sorrow, remember that he carried your sorrow. If you're trapped in a life of transgression, remember that he was wounded for your transgression. If you're living in sin, you could be forgiven because he was bruised for your iniquities. He was bruised for your sin. If you're tormented and you have no peace, remember that the chastisement of peace, oh my God, was upon him. Yes, if you're physically or mentally sick, remember that he was wounded for your healing. He was wounded for you in a wheelchair. He was wounded and able to open blind eyes. He was wounded. If you have back surgery, whatever it is that's ailing you, oh, Jesus fought and paid the price. Yes, the sin is paid in full, all because it's time to fight. He fought for us. Are you willing to fight for him? God bless you. It's time. It's time, beloved. It's time. It's time to fight. Whatever it is that's trying to fight you, it's time to fight. And tell the devil, not today. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. It's time to fight. Amen. The house is in the hands of our evangelist. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. It's time to fight. Amen. It's time. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. Pure and simple. Amen, Jesus. It's time to fight. Glory be to God. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. Glory be to God. Amen. So much has been said on tonight, people of God. And I thank God on tonight because even as the woman of God began to declare the word, amen, to tell us that it was time to fight, amen, glory be to God. But one component stepped out that we needed to take to the fight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. We know we Christ in us, amen, is going with us, amen. Like she said, he's going to step into the fight, amen. But I thank God on tonight, amen, for, amen, reiterating his word. Because just on last night, woman of God, amen, the Lord began to say, praise, 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 praise. He established it by three witnesses. Glory to God. Amen. That it was praise. It was time to praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And here we are. Here we are again. Coming back around. Amen. And the Lord says it's time to fight. And then the Lord says, amen. Like the woman of God said, who will go first? Who will go first? Glory to God. And the Lord said, Judah. Praise will go first. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even
hallelujah.
As you were listening on that night, glory be to God. I'm telling you, woman of God, it was established out of the mouth of three different people last night.
Praise
and
God.
People of God, say God. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God. You gotta know that this is no coincidence. Glory to God. You've got to know that the Lord coming to reconfirm his word, and it's time to praise. It's time to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because even as the scripture declares, he inhabits the praises. Amen. If we were to God, as you said, if we were to just start right, listen, we're in this place right now, amen, where the Lord is commanding praise. He's commanding it, people of God. Amen. It's one of our weapons. We know that prayer, glory to God, but we forget that praise is a strong weapon. Look what praise did. As the woman of God began to talk about Jehoshaphat, even last night, amen, they begin to talk about Jehoshaphat.
My God.
Thank God. Yes, wow. Man. God, the Lord is talking, people of God. The Lord is talking. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
Be to God. The Lord is
Hallelujah.
Talking to us. He's talking to us. It's in this season. And I feel the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Our mouths, and we got to praise him, not just from our throat, not just from our chest, my God, but we got to bellow out a praise that will cause the enemy to back up and back down. Glory, let God
arise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And your enemies
glory
be scattered. Huh? Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you, I thank God tonight the Lord has confirmed his word on tonight. He has confirmed his word on tonight. I'm stirred in my spirit. Amen. I'm stirred because
Hallelujah.
The Lord, like the woman of God said, he fought for us, but will we fight for him? Listen, and all we got to do is praise. All we got to do is open up our mouths. Glory to God. And woman of God, I'm telling you, that's the thing, amen, that the enemy, amen, so many times, glory to God, he's able to defeat the people of God because they won't get praise. The conductor gets up to do a praise, and they say, come on and get a lot of praise, get a lot of praise. Amen, Jesus, then some people just think, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, but listen, what if you knew your life depended on it?
Glory.
Open
God.
Up your, I'm talking about your life, not not giving God praise because he's worthy and it's all due unto him. But what if your life depended on your praise?
Hallelujah. And it does. Our spiritual life depends on their praise. My God, it depends.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. My son was in rehab, had a trach in his throat, and they were trying to figure out his mind was in and out because they had him on so much medication. But somehow God poured in, and he began to sing praises unto glory to God and begin to sing praises unto the Lord. And so much so that the nurses started going into the room and began to sing praises. And do you know my child walked out of that hospital without a trach? Praise is a weapon.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That men would praise the Lord. All that men would praise the Lord.
Yes.
Say God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The old saints used to say, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday, praise him when the sun goes down. I will praise him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praising whatever fiber of my being. And when we praise him, we get our mind off of us. Because we have become a little G-God. Glory, hallelujah. But when we get our minds on the big G, the God of gods, the King of kings, praise will move some things. It'll move your child out of prison. Glory, hallelujah. It'll move COVID victims off of a breathing machine. Hallelujah. Praise will. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Praise will stop that fear.
Yes.
Enemy have us bound in fear.
We bow so much, we go to the doctor, and the doctor can't help us. But praise will move.
Yeah.
It'll move some mountains.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. And woman of
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. This is so, it's so impactful because even with the pandemic that has we've gone through and what has happened, glory to God, in this time and in this hour, amen. And like you said, woman of God, the people are fearful. People are fearful. They don't know
yes.
what to do. Amen. Not certain. There's a lot of uncertainty. Glory be to God. But
yes.
I'm just coming up out of this thing. Coming up out of it, my
in the
God.
Name of
my
Jesus.
Glory to God. The Lord is reestablishing. Glory to God. That people
yes.
would know. Glory be to God. Just praise me.
Just praise.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll take down those Canaanites and those Amalekites. Amen.
Yes.
He'll take down
yes.
those Amen.
And Hittites and all the ites. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm excited. I'm excited tonight. I'm so stirred tonight, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And even as we said last night, you don't have to wait until you get in the church. Amen. Praise him when you get up there, as one of the speakers said.
Yes.
In the new praise him. Go through your house praising him. Amen. Glory to God. You may
yes.
not have the most beautiful voice, but make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Honey, by the
Yes, yes.
It's joyful unto the ears of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. But
Hallelujah.
We just got to open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart. Open up your spirit unto the Lord. Amen. And sing praises. Give praises unto him. Glory be to God. I'm excited. Woman of God, I'm excited tonight. Amen. God is, glory be to God. I'm telling you, everybody on this line, amen, you should be fired up tonight, amen, to know what praise will do for you. Glory be to God to see as a woman of God to has shown us what praise will do, to remind us, amen, we've heard it, amen, but the Lord wants to remind us, amen, glory to God, because we are on a journey, amen, we're going someplace in God, and in this season right here, amen. The Lord said, just praise me. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So many things we won't even have to ask the Lord. Amen. If we would just pray. He would set an ambush. Didn't he do it?
Yes.
Woman of God.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Glory.
Turn them on their own selves.
Yes.
Their
yes.
own selves. They begin to
yes.
fight themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Bye-bye.
My God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Spirit in my spirit tonight, and we're just so grateful. Amen, Jesus, woman of God, amen. Perhaps there's someone on the line or someone, amen, that are on the line on tonight. Glory to God. First of all, they need to get on the right side. They need to get on the winning side. They need to get
yes.
on the side of truth, amen. Glory to God. So
yes.
if you want on tonight, amen, Jesus, we want to open that door for them. If they want to receive salvation, glory to God, we want to welcome them in. We want to bring them in. Amen. Glory to God. And then after that, amen, Jesus, there's some, amen, that are on the line. They're in a fight. Amen. Even though, woman of God, you already told us the fight was already fixed. Amen. He won the battle at Calvary. Amen, Jesus. But perhaps there's someone on the line. Amen, Jesus, you've been in this fight. Glory to God, and you need your brothers and your sisters, amen, and will. Glory be to God. So, woman of God, amen, if you would, amen, open that door for them, amen, if they want to come on in. Glory to God, and then open that door if they want to be strengthened in this hour for prayer requests. Glory to God. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Well, my friend, I will call you a friend tonight. My brother and my sister, can I just remind you that the price is paid? And some of you are fighting right now just to even come over to the prayer side, to come over to the Lord's side. And we want to touch and agree with you tonight that the only thing you have to do is press star 6. We want to touch and agree. If you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, maybe you've never accepted him as your Savior, tonight is the night. Yes, Saturday, May the 29th, the weekend, a Memorial Day sacrifice to just say, Lord, I want thee. I come to you on tonight. Press star 6. Hallelujah. Or maybe you're a backslider and you know the way, but you just got tired of fighting. And you threw in the towel, and you said, that's it. I no longer want this because you were hurt. Why don't you press star 6 and come on over to the winning side? Come on home. Come on back home. The Bible says that he's married to you. He's married to the backslider. His arms are wide open. I know you're tired of fighting with your mind and in your mind. And every time you turn around, things are just crumbling beside you. It's because he is allowing this so that you can come to him and just acknowledge the Lord. I need thee. Every hour of the day, I need thee. You may be afraid. That's okay. We are going to touch and agree. No one on this line can condemn you because we've all had to go the same way. We've all had to come to Jesus. Amen? Amen. Well, all right. Well, what about you? Are you fighting and want prayer for your loved one? Are they fighting for their lives? Maybe they're in the hospital. They're not doing good. Maybe it's your child that you've been praying for, and they were like Saul of Tarshish, who knew the way, who knew the word, but he was acting like he didn't know anything about God, and you want us to pray that your child or your husband or your loved one will have a Damascus Road experience. You just want some strength. You're weary. You're sad. You found yourself depressed. Press star 6. And come on over. And what we'll do is we'll just touch and agree. And believe God with you. Amen. Amen. The doors of the church are open. And you are welcome to come in on tonight. To just have prayer. Just prayer for strength. Prayer for your mind. Prayer for your heart to be fixed. Prayer for your mind to be regulated. Come. It's time to fight. Sometimes you gotta fight for yourself. You gotta say, you know what? I am tired of the devil winning. I am throwing in the towel. I am folding my boxer gloves because your arm's too short to box with God. And I just want to come on the winning side. I want somebody to fight for me. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Will you come? Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. All right, Evangelist, the house is back in your hands.
Amen. 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 We just thank the Lord tonight for this word. Glory be to God. We just believe God by faith. Amen. That the people have, amen, heard, not just with their ears, but with their spirit. In their spirit, they've heard the word. Glory be to God. It is time to fight. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time to fight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And praise. Amen, Jesus. We want to take praise to the fight. We want to take praise into this fight. Amen. Glory to God. And let us just watch God. Let us watch God. Amen. Let us watch and see what God will do. Amen. Glory be to God. His promises, people of God. His promises unto us. His promises, glory be to God. He has promised us. Amen. And we heard the word on tonight. Amen. We just excited. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray, amen, that you are stirred in your spirit, stirred to give God praise, stirred to praise, stirred to feel your atmosphere, feel your home, feel your environment. Amen. Wherever you are, just stirred, amen, to praise, to open up your mouth, your heart, your spirit, amen, and release it into the earth. Amen. Glory to God. We're excited as we stay on tonight. We know you're ready to give God a praise. Amen, people of God. Amen. We want to pray. Listen, glory to God, two times in a row, twice in a row, and I would pre-adventure to say that this is the first time, amen, on the line, 418 days, that we've heard the same word back to back, but the Lord comes, amen, to confirm it, what he's saying. This is serious. Glory to God. Amen. All we got to do is just obey. All we got to do is obey. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we just want to let you know, amen, whether you're listening from far and near, amen, you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. This word. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And we will get a copy of this broadcast to you. Now listen, people of God, those that are listening, amen, glory to God, whether you're listening via radio, glory to God, Blog Talk Radio, amen, you're listening, amen, in other countries, you can text us via WhatsApp. Text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. As well, don't forget, you can go out to our Prayer News Network, PNN Facebook page, Prayer News Network. Go out there, amen, and the recording, amen, the broadcast, amen, is there live, even as we're live. You can go out, you can, I think you can download it on Messenger, or you can send it to whomsoever you will, send it on Messenger, amen, tag somebody, tell them, listen at this, or tell them, you have got to listen to this, amen, glory to God. If you cannot download from Facebook, please, ma'am, please, sir, just shoot us a text message to either of those two numbers, and we will send you the broadcast directly to your phone. It's absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything for it. It's absolutely free. You can get that copy sent directly to your phone, and you can send it to others. Amen. Tell them, listen at this. You know how you get those text messages. You have got to listen to this. Amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Woman of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. What a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Amen. The Lord has truly, amen, confirmed his word, that he has spoken unto us. Amen. Listen, it doesn't get any plainer than this. Amen. All we got to do now is obey. Amen. But woman of God, we bless you tonight. We bless you in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We praise you for this woman of God on tonight. We're asking, Master, that you would bless her. Glory to God, we're asking that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking, Father, that you would breathe afresh upon her. Even now, breathe afresh upon her ministry. Breathe afresh, oh God, upon her family in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory be to God, that you would, glory to God, strengthen her. Strengthen her now. Glory to God, restore unto her now. Restore even for the days ahead, even that she would declare this gospel unto your people. We're thanking you tonight for open doors. Thank you for opening doors, oh God, that this gospel can go throughout the earth. We're thanking you for opening doors for her, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you for divine connections. And we declare, we decree that she shall not miss one in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for what you're doing in her life. Thanking you for touching her body. Thanking you for touching. Thanking you for strengthening her, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, glory be to God, for what you're doing in her right now, for the work that you've begun in her. Father, we thank you, glory be to God, because you're going to complete it. Oh, God, and for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for anticipating your love, glory be to God, and her anticipating her love towards you and towards your work and towards the people
Hallelujah.
Of God. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor and glorify you in thy precious name. Jesus, we're asking that you will cover her in your shed blood. Cover her in your glory. Glory be to God from this time forth, even forevermore. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to release the platform back to you. Amen, Jesus, for final words. If you're on any social media platforms or whatever, or anything that you would like to share, amen, Jesus, you can, so that, amen, any of the followers here on PNN can get connected with you. Amen. God bless you. But we're going to release the platform back to you, amen, for final words and for the blessing of the line. Amen. And afterwards, glory to God, we're going to open the line and we're going to all end with the victorious praise unto the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, I thank you. And as Evangelist told you all, that I am a member of Full Gospel Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is Bishop Designee A.D. Shaw and his wife, First Lady Shaw. I really want to promote Jesus, because he's coming back soon, and we just want the saints to be ready. If you would like to connect with me on Facebook, I am Rochelle Love Jesus. That's my name on Facebook. I do have a Twitter account, but don't ask me that, because I'm not hardly on Twitter, but you could probably find me on Twitter as well. Amen. And LinkedIn. Amen. And I just want to, I'm not sure who needs to hear this tonight, but Jesus loves you. He loves you. He loves you. We used to sing that song, that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. He loves you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're facing, and he cares about you. You came on this line, and he is going to reward that. Amen. And we are grateful that you made up that number. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Father, for watching over us tonight. We thank you for your love and your mercy, for your mercy endures forever. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for gates and doors for every listener in the name of Jesus to be opened according to your word. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as they enter into your courts with praise, that you will go into their courts and their houses and situations, and anything that needs to be fixed, Father, that you would fix it. We're thankful and we bless your holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind
bind the hand of the enemy, and we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over the porters of our mind. We plead the blood over every caller. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. We plead the blood of Jesus, for we understand that there's power in the blood. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, that it's on Christ, the solid rock we stand, and all other ground is seeking sand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Father, thanking you for your loving kindness. Thanking you for your tender mercies. Thanking you for being the rock of ages. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the rock, oh God. Oh, that the builders rejected. Oh, but you became the chief cornerstone. And we stand on the rock tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for understanding. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for your mouthpiece, Evangelist Annette, Father Bradley, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for touching her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you for wisdom, even the greater. I thank you for books in her belly, even the more. I thank you for financial miracles, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for victory over her enemy, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that this line is sacrificed, that it is sanctified, that it is going to do what it is accomplished to do, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for our Redeemer lives. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Ah, ye God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, people of God. After that, amen, all we do is give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. We want to invite you to tell somebody about the line. Glory be to God. Go off in a praise on tonight. I'm talking about a praise. Amen. Like your life depends on it. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. We love you. Amen. We want you to now open up your mouth. Glory be to God. And give God a praise. Amen. Like, again, your life depends on it. Come on and open up your mouth on
all
tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.